Blog Talk Radio.
Wants me to do something with her every time I'm on the phone
or Skype in the video chat, and it's like I wish I could videotape her and just show her you guys on the radio, because she's actually running around after some little mouse thing that she's very, very fed to. It's got a little, like, little rattle thing in it, so she's playing right now. She's supposed to be my co-host, but she wants to run around crazy, really nuts, and she's just like an adorable little multicolored furball. She's a money cat, you know, calico, and I'm like, where's the money? Let's rub the kitty, you know, rub the kitty like Aladdin's lamp. Hey, kitty, where's the money? Show me the money. Anyway, you know, life is sometimes strange because you think that your life is going to go one way and it ends up going another way. And, I mean, I always mention my show, I never dreamed I'd be doing the things that I'm doing now. You know, if I even look back even as much as 3 years ago, looking like, wow, this last summer I was taking horseback riding lessons, you know, I'm learning about a bow staff and nunchucks, and 2 weekends ago on a Saturday, I picked up a bow and arrow, and I haven't picked up one since 1995, and I actually was on an archery league a long, long time ago, many, 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 moons ago, and they give it to me and say, okay, let's see, you know, how are you going to do, how are you going to fail with this, and I ended up picking up the bow, and it was a long bow, you know, nothing really special, no sights or anything on it, and it just felt natural, and I still can shoot a bow and arrow. Now, I assume this is going to be my weapon in South here, but things can change with director Hora Z. DeLisa. Things can change right on the spot, but that is working in film. Sometimes that can happen, even if it's scripted and such. Sometimes working in film, that can happen. And if anybody wants to call in, please call in at 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, or 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Whoa, Jackie Chan Kitty, what are you doing? She just caught me over the mouth. She's like flying. I don't know what she got into. I swear I haven't given her any catnip or anything. She's just running around like a little Tasmanian devil. She's not really making any noises right now. Usually she's chewing on my foot during the show, but she's actually quite revved up. I don't know if that's what I give her, like a little bit of my dinner. I don't know if that gave her some extra mojo to run around crazy. But anyway, to get back to films, yes, I'm like, sometimes I have diarrhea in the mouth where I just keep going on and on and on and on. I just can't help it. You're here by yourself and you have to entertain or do whatever, and you have to just keep going and going and going. You don't really want to have a boring show so people will turn it off. I know people have been listening to it, not all the time during live. I mean, sometimes people are. But looking at the archives, I'm like, wow, people are really listening to my show afterwards, so I got to be somewhat entertaining or whatever. I mean, whatever I'm doing, someone's listening to the show. And once again, I want to get back to saying thank you very much for the supporters out there in supporting my dream with working towards my goal to work with Jackie Chan. And I was hoping this year, it was 2013, would be the year of the Water Snake to work with him. And I'm thinking, I'm really hoping, because he is doing some films. He's doing a lot of films. He's doing so many things. I swear I think Jackie Chan has a twin or something out there, because you just can't keep track of Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan's here, Jackie Chan's there. I swear to God, this guy's like in two places at once. I am not kidding. It's like he'll be filming on one side of the world. Then the next day, he could be on the other side of the world. Of course, he has his own plane, so, I mean, maybe that's quite possible. But I think he has a teleporter. You know, like in Star Trek, the teleporter. I think he does that. Either that or there's many clones of Jackie Chan, you know, out there. Because he's here, there, and everywhere. I mean, how can you just... I mean, I know about martial arts and stuff, and knowing things, and you're connected with the universe. Maybe Jackie Chan, I don't know, does he snap his fingers and he's there at a spot or something like that? Does he blink his eyes? Does he click his heels or something and Jackie Chan's there? And it's just like, it's just crazy. The guy is 58 years old and he goes and goes and goes. I'm like, good for you, Jackie. And I have to say, people that say, you know, that Jackie Chan is old, let me tell you something. I've mentioned this before. Jackie Chan is not a fad. And he's not something, you know, that's just going to be like this little tiny fad that'll just last for a little while. Let me say, Jackie Chan's been around for many, many years. So Jackie Chan is here to stay. Now, of course, he's getting older, and he missed that. He can't go and do as much as he can. And that's totally understandable. But still, the things he does, I'm like, man, I don't even think some 20-year-olds can do half the things that Jackie Chan can do. I mean, it's the guy is utterly, utterly amazing. And that's why I've looked up to him my whole life. And, you know, I strive to work with him. And I have to admit, for having the dream of working with Jackie Chan, if I didn't have this dream, I never would be doing the things that I am doing right now. So if Jackie, if you are listening to me out there, I want to say thank you so much for inspiring me for so many years. Thank you, Shashe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, you've inspired me since I was a little girl and now able to do the things I've always wanted to do in my life. And like I mentioned, this summer I was horseback riding, taking lessons. You know, I've trained a little bit in martial arts and capoeira and tai chi and doing films. I mean, you know, I feel very lucky. I mean, how many people get to do their dreams and get to work on them in their life? I don't know how many out there do, and that's why I feel lucky and blessed to be able to do these things. And working on many things, I'm working on a film called Bullied, the film, and I have to start doing the videos and the advocate things. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this project because it is about, you know, we're trying to, you know, help out children, you know, that are bullied and feel alone. And, you know, all these statistics and looking into it, yes, I'm doing my homework. Children as young as the age of 9 are taking their lives because they've been bullied and felt alone. So, it's been, you know, I've been going over this and looking over many things and doing my homework on it. And I'm like, if you really think about that, as young as 9 years old taking their lives, that's really sad because, and I mean, not making fun, I don't mean sad saying for the children, you know, that they're bad or anything. It's just the sad fact of life that a poor child at the age of 9 is going to take themselves, take their lives because they're bullied and they feel like they're alone. Now, I have been in that situation when I was younger, and I can't even say that, you know, with the internet, how bad it is now as an adult, I can walk away. It don't matter. It's just the internet. I just, like, you got to laugh at this stuff on some things you see on the internet, and you just walk away because it's just something where it's the best thing that was said to me, and it was actually by my teacher, and a couple other people said it to me also, out of sight, out of mind. So that's really a good thing if you really think about it, out of sight, out of mind, and things won't bother you. And I wish I could instill that in children's heads, you know, in their minds, saying, you know, all that cyber stuff, you know, you can walk away. All you have to do is shut it off, and it doesn't matter. Yet, I know a lot of kids, they just don't want to fight. They want to live their life. I understand this. I was there, and I am going to be speaking about Unbullied, the film. And it's just really strange that I could be working on a couple of different things, and I just don't know how Jackie Chan does it. I really, really don't, because in the Bullied, the film, I'm going to be playing a cop. I can't really talk about the plot, but I know that it's a tragedy, and I got a part as a cop in the film. Then there's a couple other projects. We'll have to see how things work out, because people, they present me with projects and film, you know, film projects and stuff, and they talk and stuff, and I'm just going to wait and see, because I'm getting tired of the fact people talking about saying things about film projects. You got to show me something. If you have nothing to show me, how can I think I'm going to really want to work on a project? I'm not trying to be mean or something, but if you really think about it, if my time is precious, I work a full-time job. I work 10 hours a day. I'm trying to get back into training. You know, I mean, there's quite a few things that I'm doing, and I want to get into doing my film, The Dishwasher, which is dedicated to Jackie Chan. And right now, I played the song in the beginning of the show, Battle Song. Once again, it's by the man and the legend himself, Ahura Zakura Deliza, my big brother, director of the film, Falcare. That song, Battle Song, the song with the, you know, he's singing with his lovely wife, Sonari, and they do all the music. He wrote it. He composed it. That's actually Ahura Z. Deliza. And you can actually check them out and go to his fan, go to his page. I mean, there's so much that you look up to Kovia, and he's just a very amazing, positive man and a great influence. And I'm going to play the song, Battle Song, once again. I know I played a couple times, but there's a point for me to play it so much because in my heart, I know a song, Falcare, what it's going to represent, not just to show, you know, about a superhero, we're fighting the good, I mean, we're fighting the bad, and we're the good, you know, the superheroes and stuff, but the song, Battle Song, it's going to show women of many different backgrounds. We're doing our own fights and our own stunts, and it's the battle, the epic, the battle in the film, and you know that music sets the mood to a film. So I want you to hear it. Like I said, I played a couple times during the show because in the film Falcare, I believe in my heart, because I'm there working on the film, you know, to seeing things come together and, you know, just to see how much hard work it is to do your own stunts and stuff. So I am going to represent, and I'm going to play Battle Song once again. So everybody, you're going to see, well, not see, I got to remember that this is radio and not film, but with the song Battle Song, you're actually going to feel it, because like with any great film, any great epic film, you know that music sets the mood. So here we go, once again, with Battle Song. Again, that was our epic song from Falcare, which will be playing in the film Falcare, Battle Song, by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Horus the Cordeliezer, and his beautifully lovely wife, Sonari, that sing just wonderful together. And, I mean, Sonari's voice is just absolutely incredible. I mean, she sings like opera, and it's just amazing. It's just like, wow. And just their music together, I guess Z's actually, you know, he got nominated, and I think he might have won some awards, you know, worldwide. I don't know if you can say, I don't know if it's called New Age. I could be wrong. Maybe it was called Once Again. I mean, I, you know, learning about the music and such, I feel very honored and very blessed to have a big brother, like with Jackie Chan. Like, everything in my life just coincides with Jackie Chan. I asked for a big brother, and I got quite a few of them, and Warren was one of the first, you know, big brothers that I actually came into my life, and I feel honored to be able to work with him. So, Z, if you're out there, what are we doing tonight, Z? I get this thing just about, you know, Pinky and the Brain, from the cartoon Pinky and the Brain, Pinky and the Brain. You, I don't know if you guys would know it, but, you know, I like, have this thing like, hey, Z, what are we doing tonight? You know, as you can tell, I just go on and on. If I don't have a guest, I just randomly talk about crap. I mean, I, you know, just sitting here thinking about it. I mean, my show's not political or anything like that. It's just how I am, how I talk. And, you know, as you can tell, I actually come from Boston. The more you hear me speak, I'm up here in Maine doing quite a few films, trying to even do one more after that. And I just realized I can only take on so much at once. So I think instead of trying to do four or five projects at one time, I'm just going to not really take on that many projects next time because, you know, I have to finish them, but oh my Lord, you know, it's something where I hope it just gets to a point where I won't have to work 10 hours a day on my my full-time job. I mean, that's everyone's dream. I mean, well, I don't know. My dream is to actually get paid for the things that I love doing, and I think that's the American dream, is actually going out and doing what you love doing and getting paid for it. And I really think that's what the American dream is, becoming success in your life and not based on anybody else's. I mean, personally, that's what I think. Your own success is your own success and not what everybody else's. And I think that's what we tend to do. You know, we look at everybody else's success and, you know, you know, maybe we want what they have or we think we're not good enough, but you have to think of it in your own way. You know, if you make something of your life, that's a very positive thing. You know, it's something that only you yourself can do. People can give you directions, but you have to follow your own path and your own destiny. It's your path, and you have to follow it. And that's pretty much how it goes. And speaking of path, I'm going to end the show with a song called The Fighter, and I got a minute or something to talk about it. Song The Fighter is by my two nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac. And the song The Fighter, a couple years ago, I heard the song, and it was, I guess it was really designed to go, or, you know, created to go into the film with Mickey Ward and The Fighter. For some odd reason, it never got picked. And I said, that's okay, because I'm going to put it in my film, The Dishwasher. And my nephew, Sacrifice, he lost his wife over a year ago to cancer, and she left behind, you know, just this, you know, two little boys, and she touched so many people's life, and I'll never, never understand in my whole entire life when, you know, someone is so good, that's so good, and has touched so many lives, and they end up getting cancer. I mean, it's just, it'll never make sense to me in my life. So in my film, Dishwasher, I am going to be having that song played somewhere in the film The Fighter. And at the end of the film, I am dedicating it to Sarah. In my own way, in my own heart, I'm doing a dedication to her. And this is a song. It's called The Fighter. So I am going to end the show. I know this was a quickie tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But I am going to end the show with the song The Fighter. And I'm just going to look it up here in the queue. So you'll hear it, you'll understand it. And anyway, everyone, have a good night and enjoy your weekend.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.